With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump has issued a new warning to Iran. Here's White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
The president wrote on his social media site that Iranian negotiators better get serious soon before it's too late. If they don't, he said, there's no turning back and it won't be pretty. The president described the negotiators as very different and strange, insisting that Iran is begging the U.S. to make a deal ending the war. Greg Cluxton, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, during a cabinet meeting today, the president said Iran will have to decide if it wants to reach a deal or not.
They are begging to make a deal, not me. They're begging to make a deal. And anybody that saw what was happening over there would understand why they want to make a deal. But they say, oh, we're not talking to them. Anybody would know that.
British Prime Minister Keir Starmer, meanwhile, says Vladimir Putin is using Russia's shadow fleet of oil tankers to make money off the Iran war and rising oil prices.
That is why, in my strong view, we should go after the shadow fleet even harder. These old, dilapidated ships carry 75% of Russia's oil, and they are helping to fund Putin's war.
The Iran war has deflected global attention away from Russia's all-out invasion of Ukraine as Europe's biggest conflict since World War II. Pressure mounting on Congress to end the funding shutdown involving the Department of Homeland Security. TSA union head Everett Kelly says workers can't live on rhetoric.
We've been hearing about progress and optimism for weeks. Our members cannot eat optimism. They cannot pay rent with progress. They need a paycheck.
And there are now threats of a possibility of some airport shutdowns if TSA agents simply cannot come to work because many are not getting paid. They've been going without pay for over a month. This is SRN News. The Human Rights Campaign is losing influence.
The leading LGBT pressure group in this country has long issued its Corporate Equality Index, ranking major businesses on how much they support the gay agenda. But since President Trump's election in 2024, a lot of corporations have refused to be ranked by the HRC. About 60% of companies that used to submit to the HRC's index no longer do so, including giants such as Walmart, McDonald's, and IBM. Michael Harrington reporting.
European Jews are reeling from yet another anti-Semitic attack. British police are treating the destruction this week of four ambulances belonging to a Jewish charity as a hate crime. Damon Hoff, president of the synagogue where the ambulances were parked, says, quote, "We're feeling vulnerable. No one was hurt, but the attack did damage the synagogue building itself in addition to the vehicles." This is SRN News. President Trump is trying to rally the GOP on the heels of a recent election loss. Donna Warder has more.
At Wednesday night's annual fundraising dinner of the National Republican Congressional Committee, President Donald Trump worked to rally the GOP following Tuesday's Republican loss in a Florida special election in Trump's own backyard of Palm Springs.
From now until November, we're going to fight, and I'm going to personally campaign for every one of you. We're going to go to win in midterms. We're going to have even bigger majorities in the House and the Senate than we have today.
And Trump acknowledged the impact of the Iran war on the U.S. economy, but said that Iran with a nuclear weapon was a cancer, and quote, "We've cut it out," end quote. Donna Warder, Washington.
On Wall Street, it's been slow going for the major indexes. The Dow is off 405 points right now. The NASDAQ down about 410. More on these stories at SRNnews.com.